Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Mo H., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Walnut Creek, California. Today is Tuesday, March 17th. This is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book again. We are in There Is a Solution. We're on page 25 of There Is a Solution. The first paragraph, which begins, There is a solution, through one paragraph ending with existence of which we had not even dreamed. Today's readers are the 12 Steps, Kathy P., the 12 Traditions, Susan G., the readers of the text are Dana P., Chanel T., and Ann S.C.H. The share ID for Monday, trying to get my computer to read, it's frozen, oh dear. All right, hang on, I can go to my phone. The share ID for Monday is, guys, the share ID for Monday is 23,289. That's 23,289. And for Tuesday, March 17th, the 7 a.m. meeting Eastern Time is 23,291. And the newcomer greeter is Larry G., and the announcements person is Robin P. Thank you all for your service. The OA preamble, Overeaters Anonymous, is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Kathy P. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Kathy.
Morning, Mo. Thank you for your service, as always. Grateful to be of service. Kathy P. from Oregon. 12 steps. 1, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you very much. That's Kathy P. from Oregon. Up next, I will now ask Susan G. to read the 12 traditions. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Mo. Hi, everybody. Susan G. in Tennessee, recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our workers, our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks for letting me serve.
Well, thank you very much. That's Susan G. from Tennessee. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. Directly linked to what was read. I lost my place here. We ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature and are discussing that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. There is no abstinent requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press *1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press *1 to mute your phone again. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 25 of the chapter, There is a Solution, the first paragraph down. It begins with, there is a solution, through one paragraph ending, existence of which we had not even dreamed, and the comments are on that one paragraph only. I will now ask, we've got Dana P. to read this paragraph and comment on it for 3 minutes. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Mo. Good morning to all my friends and fellows. My name is Dana P. I am recovered compulsive overeater, among other things. So here's the paragraph on page 25, first paragraph. It starts with the title of the chapter, which I think is amazing. And it's in the squiggly writing, as they say, that it was more expensive. So it must be important when you see that squiggly writing. There is a solution. Almost none of us liked the self-searching, the leveling of our pride, the confession of shortcomings, which the process requires for its successful consummation. But we saw that it really worked in others. And we had come to believe in the hopelessness and futility of life as we had been living it. When, therefore, we were approached by those in whom the problem had been solved, there was nothing left for us but to pick up the simple kit of spiritual tools laid at our feet. We have found much of heaven, and we have been rocketed into a fourth dimension of existence of which we had not even dreamed. So, yeah, that is one powerful freaking paragraph. And before we got to this, we're talking about some pretty ugly stuff. Even the paragraph just before it,
the words beyond human aid, and that we must be locked up or die or permanently go insane. And then here we are. There is a solution. And recently I've really been meditating on this and noticing how with every single problem there is a solution. I used to completely panic when something would come up that was disturbing. And now I have a solution to all my problems, not just this one, all of my problems. And that is through this process, this 12-step process that they're talking about here. I didn't like it before. I wanted to do things my way all the time. And that's not how it works. You know. And when I say it, I mean the world and life. I don't always get what I want. And the amazing thing about it is as I go through this 12-step process and the inventory and those things that are so, so excruciatingly uncomfortable in many instances, I get to the step 11, you know, so I'm doing step 10, it's very uncomfortable, and I get to step 11, and it's that connection. Every morning I have a spiritual process that I go through, which can vary from an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, and hopefully I carry that into the rest of my day. I do have lapses in that conscious contact, which I believe all human beings do, but I continue. And as a process of that, it says down below here, this, much of heaven, and we have been rocketing into a fourth dimension of existence, which we had not even dreamed. And, you know, it sounds like a one and done, like this white light thing that Bill W. had his experience of. But it's not that way for all of us. And thankfully, in the appendix, we have William James and his spiritual experience and talks about, you know, the gradual experience of connection, you know, having that constant connection. And this morning, as I was rereading this paragraph, it made me think of the broad highway. And so I looked that up, and it talks about the broad highway twice. And then it says in We Agnostics, which this really rang my bell. Well, actually, it's on page 46, that to us, the realm of the spirit is broad, roomy, all-inclusive, never exclusive or forbidding to those who earnestly seek. And that says to me that this experience is far greater than anything that any of us alone can possibly imagine and or even experience. But together, yes, but together, thank you so much, Mo. Together, we can, as it says on page 75, walk together hand in hand with the spirit of the universe. So thank you so much for letting me do service today. Again, I'm Dana P. I am in California, and I pass.
Well, yeah, thank you very much, Dana P., for getting us started. And I will remind everybody where we're at. We're on page 25, the chapter, There Is a Solution, the first paragraph down. It begins with, there is a solution, and it ends with, existence of which we had not even dreamed. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Rick.
Nancy L. J.
Down Maryland.
Okay, I got Nancy. Maryland. Who was that? Wait a minute,
Rick.
Nancy Elton.
Maryland.
Am I hearing Rick?
Yeah.
Okay, Rick.
Marilyn K. from Oregon.
Marilyn K.
Should I go ahead?
No, Rick, I will call on you. You're number two. So we have Nancy, LJ,
okay.
Rick, and Marilyn K. Anyone else?
Wendy M.
Wendy M.
W.
Okay. Who was that after Debbie?
Liz K.
Liz K. All right, I think I will stop there. We have Nancy LJ, Rick, I'll get your last initial when I call on you, Marilyn K, Wendy M., Debbie W., and Liz K. All right, everyone else please mute except Nancy LJ. Good morning, Nancy.
Morning, Mo. Good morning, everyone. Hello, Nancy J., California. When I claim my seat, there is a solution. Wow. So grateful. So grateful today. Yesterday, I quit my job. A lot of prayer went into that decision. Those of you that have talked to me, I've talked to you and complained on the slide about this job that I've absolutely hated for 8 months. I finally just feel like I did God's will by quitting, because I've been, you know, I pray every day, God's will be done, God, your will be done. And I just kept hanging on. And what I wanted to share was I made that scary phone call, and it was not comfortable, and my boss was not happy and made it clear. But you know what? I was quiet, and I said what I had to say. And when I got off the phone, I just was okay, you know, because of this program, because of the work I do, that I have a solution, you know, and living in the solution rather than the problem. Because normally I would have been so twisted up. I would still be twisted up over a phone call like that. And it wasn't my problem. It was hers. I did the professional thing. My side is clean, and I'm so grateful. That's such a huge, huge change for me. Because I'm going to leave it at that. I just so glad, so thankful for these meetings, the steps of this program, my higher power, and my fellows in this program. And but that'll pass. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's Nancy LJ, and she's from California. Up next is Rick, followed by Marilyn K. Rick, will you please give us the first initial of your last name and where you're calling from?
Okay, that last name initial is T, calling from Hagerstown, Maryland.
Okay. You have three minutes, Rick.
Pardon? Okay, I'll make it quick. I found my solution. I'm going to tell you about it. I'm 69 years old. I got real sick in June of 2021. I ended up living in a nursing home for 3.5 years. I gained over 100 pounds. I was discharged in January of 2025. I did good for a while, but then relapsed. I regained my abstinence on February 22nd of this year. That's when I started drinking a 16-ounce glass of water as soon as I woke up in the morning. I drink water throughout the day. I find it curbs my appetite, so I'm not even...
Is that it, Rick? Okay. Thank you, Rick. That's Rick G., and he's from Maryland. Up next is Marilyn K., followed by Wendy M. Good morning, Marilyn.
I'm Marilyn K. from Oregon, and I really appreciate this meeting. I don't share a lot, but I listen. But this paragraph really with me. I found that... about 8 years ago, I felt like I was rocketed into a fourth dimension. I was very frustrated with my evening eating. And I went into my room and I sat and I said, I can't do it. And I called my higher power, beloved. I'm just not able to do this on my own. Would you help me? And ever since then, I have not had any difficulties with my evening eating. And I feel the same way about situations that I get anxious about. I turn them over to my higher power, and it doesn't always turn out how I want it to, but I'm learning to surrender more and trust. And that's kind of what this paragraph talked to me about, the fourth dimension, because if I can surrender my eating issues and my daily issues. Life is better than I can imagine. And I'm feeling very grateful for this meeting. I'm grateful for my beloved. I'm grateful for all of you, and I'll pass.
Well, thank you very much. That's Marilyn Kay, and she's from Oregon. Up next is Wendy M., followed by Debbie W. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Mo. Always good to hear you. Thanks for your service and everybody who makes this morning possible. Thank you, God, for writing this book. You know, one quick thing is somebody said, like, there is a solution. So one exists, right? We've spent an entire lifetime trying to run the show and manage our own solutions to this problem. And then it says there is a solution, right? So this is a very specific direction that they're asking us to just simply follow. That's just all we have to do. And my favorite part of this, because there's so much, is the leveling of my pride. Dear God, please level my pride. Dear God, convict me. Dear God, make me own what I do and what I say that is out of alignment with you and that harms other people. I was in a meeting last month with my family. I made a snarky remark, a very passive-aggressive, unkind remark about my sister while we're in the meeting. Literally, God, like 3 minutes into it, or 1 minute after I said it, God was like, you're going to apologize this second. And I was like, you're right. I have no other choice. My pride must be leveled, right? And when we level, because the discomfort of my life isn't just picking up the food and binging. It's I'm binging over making snarky remarks to people, being unkind to people, right? So I have a program here, a Design for Living, that says this is how you're going to own what comes out of your mouth. This is a program of owning, of leveling that pride, right? And saying, I did this to you, you know, with no excuses, no explanations ever. I did this harm to you, and it was, what do we say? It was dishonest, definitely inconsiderate, selfish, right? The minute we level our pride, we get God. I'm back with God. When I'm out of alignment, which is usually my ego, my pride, and my fear acting out, because I'm running the show and I forget that God's in charge and I'm not. So this program, this is the first time in my life, ever in my life, that I entered a program that shows me how to treat people. How do I treat people? The food is one thing, that's just the beginning. And then how do I treat people? And how do I own my stuff when I do it? And this program says, this is how you do it. And the minute I apologized to my sister, it didn't matter her response. What mattered is I got God. I got to be back in alignment. I got to be the girl God means me to be. And when we are, these steps, there's just ego reduction. The steps are just death of self. And what a relief that my pride gets to be leveled. Oh, my God. The other day I called someone. I wanted her to co-sign off my bullshit. And she wouldn't. She said, Wendy, this is what you did. And I looked at her and I said, you're absolutely right. And the minute that happened, I was rocketed into the fourth dimension of existence because I got God. I got to be back in alignment with coming home. We're all here to come home to God, our true self, not the one that harms, not the one that binges, yes. The true self. Thank you so much. And Mo, have a great day.
You too. Thank you very much. That's Wendy M. from Colorado. Up next is Debbie W., followed by Liz K. Good morning, Debbie.
Hi, this is Debbie W., formerly in California, now living in Brookings, Oregon. And, well, God brought me here. That's all I can say. He made it so possible. And when I was in the food, if he would tell me about these pink clouds and miracles, I'd be like, yeah, right. But now that I'm abstinent and working this program and living this lifestyle, I'm seeing all of it. And when I hear people on the meeting say something that before I probably would have thought, that can't be real, that can't be true. Now I'm like, oh, wow, that's so cool. I'm experiencing that too. So I just want to say, keep coming. This works. You have to work it. There's somebody who says, it's not for people who want it. It's not for people who need it. It's for people who work it. And that's what I'm going to do the rest of my life because this is the best life I've had so far. And I just love this program. And with that, I'll stop. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is Debbie W. from Oregon. And before I take Liz K., let me remind everybody where we are. We're on page 25. In the chapter, There is a Solution. The first paragraph down, it begins with, There is a Solution. And it ends with, The existence of which we had not even dreamed. And after Liz K., I will take another lineup of names. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service. This is Liz K. from California, and I am a compulsive overeater. And I think for the first time on this meeting, I'm going to say I'm recovered. Mm-hmm. And going to bring tears to my eyes, but there is a solution and it works. I thought that I had all the solutions before I really got to my breaking point with this disease. I tried everything, multitude of different solutions, quote unquote. But it says it right in the literature, there's just one solution and it works and pretty simple. But I tried everything besides this. But I'm so grateful that I got to that point of desperation where I finally put down my alcoholic foods. I stopped bullshitting myself and admitted my weaknesses and brought God into my life. And somebody used to, who's now passed, but told me this about life. He goes, we don't have problems. We only have situations with solutions. And that just helps me navigate my day, because there's plenty of times during a day where I feel uncomfortable. And if I'm in self-will, you know, I'm going right back to the food. I'm going to do something I feel crummy about. But that saying helps me remember that life is going to happen, but I can find the solution, and the solution is always in these steps and with God. And it's a life beyond my wildest dreams, and I'm just, I can't believe I'm saying that I'm recovered. That is just,
mm-hmm.
Wow, it works. So just thank you, everybody, so much. And I pass.
Thank you very much. That's Liz K., and she's from California. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who would like to share on this paragraph?
Tina W.
Tina, was that Tina?
Yes, Tina W. from South Jersey.
Tina. Okay, thank you, Tina. New Jersey.
Mary Frances W. from Pennsylvania.
Mary Frances W. from Pennsylvania. Okay. Anyone else on this paragraph or on page 25? Begins with, there is a solution, the first paragraph, and it ends with, existence of which we had not even dreamed.
Avi V. Vancouver.
Avi V, got you. Vancouver.
Stephanie F, California.
Okay, good. Stephanie F. California. All right, we'll go. We have four here now. Tina W., Mary Frances W., Avi V., and Stephanie F. Everyone mute except Tina W. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning. This is Tina W. from South Jersey. I've been recovered since January 25th, 2021. But what screams out at me in this paragraph is, I joined OA, got abstinent in 2000, sponsored, never left, but I didn't do everything they asked me to do. So I never got recovered until 2021. And there was a 10-month period in 2012, which was the worst time of my life. hit rock bottom. This is not just about food. This is a spiritual disease, a mental disease, an emotional disease. But I was willing, okay? But why didn't I do it? It's a simple solution. You just have to do these few things in completion. But no, I didn't do it. Why? Because I have a subconscious character defect that tells me I'm in charge. It tells me I don't have to do what people tell me to do. It tells me I don't have a disease. I have a disease that tells me I don't have a disease. And I like to run the show, but I don't know it. I have no clue. And then I blame the sponsor as to why I couldn't get recovered and go from one to the next. I'm not aware of this. I like to play the big shot. And I have been this way my whole life. And I don't follow the rules. That's for everybody else. The rules are meant to be broken. There's always a shortcut. There's always an easy way out. Give me the crib notes. Tell me how to do this quickly. Because I'm like a child. I don't do things slowly or methodically. I'm like a two-year-old playing in a kitchen who thinks she's putting together a delicious meal that she's forgotten there's no food in there. And I was compliant but not surrendered. What does that look like? Yes, ma'am, I'll do it. Yeah, whatever. And I was never fully in. But I didn't know that. These are my character defects. And if I'm playing God, and the big book says I'm playing God, then I think I am God. God doesn't take direction. God makes the direction. But all this was from way outside my consciousness, my feeling that I'm better than other people, that I know better than other people, that I don't have to listen to you. It doesn't matter that you have 10 years of abstinence, that you're speaking at meetings. And my ego wouldn't allow that. So I had to be desperate. So desperate that I was willing, okay, I'll do it. And then it worked. After 20 years. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much. That's Tina W., and she is from South Jersey. Up next is Mary Frances W., followed by Avi V. Good morning, Mary Frances.
Good morning, Mo. Hi to everybody, and thank you for your service. My name's Mary Frances W., and I'm a recovering compulsive overeater one day at a time in Pennsylvania. And so in awe of this meeting every time I'm on it, and I really appreciate everything that everyone shares. I could say ditto to what people have said before me. I returned to vision in November, and thank you, God, I am neutral around food and working the steps and soon to be able to start sponsoring people. And when I came back, I was desperate for this solution. I've been in OA for 43 years and rode this roller coaster of relapse. And I am so have a healthy fear now of taking risks with things like food and relationships. I am a work in progress. I have ADD that really affects my days, and, you know, I struggle with time management, but there is a solution. I can reach out to people that understand me, not only about the food, but other things, and get the help I need, like stop pretending like everything's okay. That's my pride. That's my ego. Saying that everything's okay when it isn't. And it's perfectly okay that it isn't because I'm a human being. What I've learned this time is I can't let down on doing the work. Even, you know, there are days that I've not been able to because of one thing or another, and my sponsor gently reminds me, get back at it, get back at it. I don't feel condemnation here. I feel acceptance, I feel love, support, and I'm just so grateful to God that he brought me back here because there is a solution, and I've never been in meetings before that are as healthy and strong as this meeting and that have people that truly want what is our purpose which is to carry this message to other compulsive overeaters. And you're doing it. I can say we're doing it. And I'm grateful to be a part of that and a part of this meeting. And one thing that I did look up, and I know I'm almost out of time, is it says, oh gosh, where did it go? Okay, which this process requires for its successful consummation. And yes, there is a lot of work, and at times it's not easy, but it's necessary. And I will pass, but thank you for letting me share.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's Mary Frances W. from Pennsylvania. Up next is Avi V., followed by Stephanie F. Good morning, Avi.
Hey, everyone. I am a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in Vancouver, British Columbia. Mo, thank you so much for leading this meeting. I just love hearing your voice on this day and everyone else who shared. Oh, my goodness, do I ever love, love, love this meeting. I wanted to pop in here and just say the language in this paragraph in particular. Oh, my goodness, do I ever love it, right? Where it says, there is a solution. There is a solution. And there was no way when I came into this program for the first time, I couldn't have imagined. People told me, but I couldn't have imagined that, like our Night Step promises tell us, right? That, I mean, beyond our wildest dreams, I'd say beyond, beyond, beyond my wildest dreams. But what I really wanted to say is this word rocketed. Whenever I hear it, I don't know about you all, but I stand up just a little bit straighter, right? I am rocketed into the fourth dimension of existence. Like, how crazy is that? I couldn't have ever imagined, right? And the joy, when I say I'm a grateful, for the first time I went to my very first OA meeting, my first, and people started identifying as compulsive overeaters, I was like, oh, hell no, that will not happen here, right? But today, I get to live in a way that I never imagined possible, and I have been rocketed into a fourth dimension, and I am proud to say that. I just am so profoundly grateful for this program, for this fellowship, for the service I get to do, for the steps, you know, and it's not perfect. There's hard days. Of course there are. But you know what? When I turn it over and I remember I am not in control, it all turns out and it's all good. So thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you very much. That's Avi V. from Vancouver, British Columbia. And before I take Stephanie, I'll remind people where we are. We're on page 25 of There Is a Solution. The first paragraph begins with, there is a solution, and it ends with existence of which we had not even dreamed. And now I will have Stephanie F., and then I'll take another lineup of names. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Mo. Thank you for your service, and thank you, everyone else, for your service on the meeting. I'm Stephanie F. from California. I love reading these paragraphs, and then my higher power speaks through me. I love this part about what the process requires, and it the self-searching and the leveling of our pride. And as a compulsive overeater, I've been in OA about 5 years, and in another 12-step for a little longer. And I tried everything. All kinds of diets, and I was very hopeless coming into the program. I worked with another sponsor and did the steps. I've done them in another program, but this time I'm working with someone that is having me do them a different way, and it is a lot of work. I'm on step 9 right now, and I was talking with her last night, and there's a lot of sweeping out those cobwebs and getting all of that all the stuff out. And there's some days where I'm like, gosh, it is a lot of work, but I'm starting to have a lot of peace and serenity, and my crazy voice has stopped, and the food's been down for a while. And so when I read this paragraph, it just gives me more hope. And I know a lot of people have said it, but I really do love this part about being rocketed into a fourth dimension. Like, it, when I have something come up and I use the tools to reach out, I connect with my higher power. I have such a quick shift in my thinking, and a lot of times my peace and serenity returns. So with that, I'll pass. So thank you.
Thank you very much. That's Stephanie F., and she's from California. And although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So we have time for three, possibly. Who would like to share?
Luann C.
Luann C.
In Pennsylvania.
Who was that in Pennsylvania?
Denise P.
Denise. I got you, Denise. Pennsylvania. Anyone else?
Libby from Iowa.
Libby from Iowa.
Libby.
I think that was... Oh, Liddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Liddy. I got you, Liddy. Okay. From Idaho. Okay, let's just
Iowa.
Do those three. And if I have time, I'll take more. But anyway, up next, Luann C., Denise P., and Liddy. I didn't get your last initial, but I'll get it when you talk. Okay, good morning, Luann.
Good morning, Mo. Hey, everyone. Thanks for your service and everyone who's doing service. My name is Luann C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater living in freedom today in Boise, Idaho, from this obsession. The part in here that speaks to me is we saw it worked in others. And, I have to look around and see, well, what are the others doing that is keeping them abstinent and living a great life? And I just hear all the time, they're going to meetings every day. They're sending in their food. They're praying and meditating. They're making calls. They're doing two-way prayer and 10 steps. They're sponsoring. And, you know, when I look at those things, you know, what really is happening here is I'm learning how to be a human being amongst other human beings in this time in history, this special time. And, I'm going to a meeting to hear you and your stories that I can relate to. You know, every day another human is seeing my food that I'm going to eat. I pray and meditate to get the power to do these things. The calls, which before were so hard to make, are keeping me in the fabric of recovery with other human beings and learning how to relate in a generous way with my time. My pride is leveled when I do, you know, two-way prayer and 10 steps, when I'm getting the communication from my higher power, when I see that my way never worked and I can say, your will, show me how to do your will. And, you know, in sponsoring, to go over what my life experience is and to share it with another person and have them share with me, and I'm learning how to be a human being. And just so grateful to finally be able, you know, at some point in my life, that the rest of my life can be useful and be a life that, you know, I can say, hey, at least I lived. I really lived. And so grateful to be here. And I just thank you all for always giving me so much and giving me a place to recover. So with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Luann C. from Idaho. Up next is Denise P., followed by Liddy. And I'll get your last initial when you share, Liddy. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning, Mo. First time being able to tell you that. I am Denise P. in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Eastern Standard. Making time for recovery in the way that A Vision for You does it has brought me this morning where I had to finagle time to be on the call. And as I got on, I heard words that I just had to be part of, and that is that we're rocketed to the fourth dimension. And for a long time, that's been inspiration, but also a real leveling, that going above and into where my higher power's domain is. It's above my human intellect. It's above. It's where I'm turning my wheel over to God, and opens up to this, rocketed as well. It doesn't take a little. It's like zoom. And the other thing I just wanted to share is that with working with other people, it's in step five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being. And in that connection, or that formula, if you will, where it's not just to God, and it's just not my woes to one other person, it's the three of us. And with that helps make that fourth step so clean that it's part of being rocketed out of those resentments, out of that, and then moving into where I'll be willing to have a defect, two defects, three, that came out of my fourth step. I'm around again here, and I'm surrendered for today. Thanks for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you very much. That's Denise P. And up next, we'll have Liddy from Idaho. Give me your first initial of your last name, Liddy. Press star one to unmute.
Hi, I'm Liddy R. from Iowa.
Iowa. Okay, got you, Liddy.
Yep. Thanks for taking the meeting. I'm Liddy R. I'm new, and I've really just, you know, been struggling to not want to be in charge of this. I had a really beautiful woman reach out, and we started going through the big book. I'm in another program too, for 4 years, and I understand the steps and in that way, but I'm really struggling, and I don't know. I don't even know what I want to say. I mean, I know that there is a solution, but I feel like there's a part of me that's still hanging on to something, but I don't want to struggle anymore. So I just really want to come here and claim some sort of a seat and to reach out. I'd like to have a sponsor who's also in my other program if I could, but I don't know if that's my will. You know, I'm just going to say it out loud, but I appreciate everyone, and I loved what I've heard. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Liddy R., and welcome, welcome, welcome. There will be sponsors' names given at the end of the meeting. I think we will stop here because it's 7:48. So thank you all for your shares. Really appreciate it. It was a good meeting. We will now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And I will now ask Chanel T., to read A Vision for You. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. Good morning, Chanel.
Good morning, Mo. Chanel T. Ah, in Washington State, recovered, and also a grateful compulsive eater by the grace of God today. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until